And on the KSRO live line with us this morning is Deb Fudge. She is on the Windsor City Council, also on the board for the Smart Train. Good morning, Deb. Nice to have you back.
Good morning.
So how are we doing? We're just over 8 months into SMART's evolution and ridership. What do the numbers look like at this point?
Well, I have numbers from April 12th.
Very good.
And they're really impressive. So that's a couple of weeks ago. I tried to get some updated ones last night, but we didn't have them quite yet. But
appreciate that
as
effort.
As of April 12th, we've had 445,000 passengers.
Wow.
38,000 bicycles, which really surprised me.
You know what? I think the bicycles were the most happy to jump on board at the beginning.
They are, and they still are. And then 1,800 people in wheelchairs.
Very good. Very good.
So we've exceeded our numbers, and we're seeing way more people on the weekends than we expected. And we think that will really bode well from when we connect to Larkspur in a year and a half.
Oh, boy.
We're going to have a lot more people on weekends, I think, coming north to visit us, tourists from San Francisco, and actually a lot of us going straight to San Francisco by train and ferry.
Yeah. So SMART
gets... We're going to see a big increase in the economy, I think, both ways.
So SMART gets $22 million to fund the extension from Sandyfell to the Larkspur ferry. That seems like a very important cog in the SMART wheel.
It's very important, and we the money was allocated to us in 2016. We got it a week ago, so we had already started construction, so we were really glad to get that. And it keeps us on track for opening in the fall of 2019, and so it's very important. It connects us from the regional ferry to the regional airport up here. So
that's fantastic.
That's why that we got so much funding for it, because it's important to connect other transportation methods.
Deb, you're, of course, urging people that you can take your daughters and sons to work day by using SMART, so take them with you on the train. Sounds like a fun idea. There was a story about B-Buzz, who runs the concessions on the trains. So there's a, you know, it's been a long time since there was a train running through the North Bay. So it's a living, breathing organism. They had to make adjustments, B-Buzz, for the concessions. And sounds like they got an idea of who's riding the train now, and they're trying to serve them better.
Right. We had our first train starts at 4:19 in the morning, and we had a couple of people buying coffees then, but a lot of people were bringing their own on. And, you know, it's a little bit too early to eat. So some of the trains weren't having as many concessions sold, and we had those people getting up early in the morning and bringing all the food down. So we made some adjustments so that it would increase their profit margin. And they added things like breakfast sandwiches.
Yum.
And so it's not just granola bars and donuts anymore. There's some actual food on the train, and there's cold-pressed coffee, which they had from day one. Which is really good. We've got really good comments on the coffee, and they improved the wine selection too. So
there better be a pretty good wine selection on SMART.
Yeah, I know.
And one of the cool things about B-Buzz, right, is they help people with disabilities, and they mentioned that it's just great to get their name out. People are seeing them for the first time, and they're not necessarily making a profit yet, but they're getting their name out.
Right, exactly. And we're doing everything we can to help them. We were so excited when the idea came up that they approached us and said, we might want to do that concession. It was unanimous on our board, 12-0. Yes, go for it.
And, Deb, you know that SMART is a success pretty much straight out of the box, because people started complaining already about the length of the route and the cities it doesn't reach yet. So Windsor is saying, how come we don't have SMART here? So does Healdsburg. Cloverdale saying, hey, what about us? We need a straight line down, too. So what's on the drawing board for SMART?
So we are already planning to move north, and voters are going to have a chance in June to help us do that. On the ballot will be something called Regional Measure 3, and that will provide, and all people in all nine Bay Area counties
yeah.
will be able to vote for that, and it will provide $1 billion in transportation improvements in all the counties, and there's $40 million in there for SMART to get to Windsor. So I would urge everybody, especially in the north, to vote for that, because when we get to Windsor, then Healdsburg is the next stop. So
it's
in everybody's interest to vote to move us north.
Yeah, it's good to know that.
The June ballot.
Very good to know that it involves SMART also, because we sort of get caught up here in the North Bay about the Highway 37 improvements that are a long, long, long overdue. But because it covers nine Bay Area counties, it covers a lot of different transportation sources, including
right.
SMART.
And it includes finishing the Novato Narrows in Marin as well. So yeah, it would finish that freeway.
And what's
the... making it all three lanes so we don't pinch down anymore. So it really impacts everybody. And it helps Caltrain and BART. And so it's something I think the whole Bay Area needs.
And what does SMART need to get better at?
I wanted to brag about February and March. We had 100% on-time performance for those 2 months. In April, we didn't. We've got some issues with truing the wheels on our train. They're wearing a little faster than we would have liked, and so we're sending the wheels out to, they get trued in Utah. We'd love $1 million to buy our own truing machine.
Is that on the wish list?
If anybody has $1 million out there, we could true our own wheels, and we could make money truing those for Caltrain.
But well, who doesn't want to true their own wheels when you get right down to it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll put that on the wish list for you, Deb, and thanks so much for checking in with us on the continued success of SMART.
Okay, thank you. Good to be with you.
That is SMART Councilwoman, or Windsor Councilwoman, and SMART Board Representative Deb Fudge.